a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone, as we now move this show into guest mode, we'll do it with the Chief Travel Leader Conversation as Zane Kirby, CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, is about to join me on the show hotline for a chat. And as things unfold in Iran, as I said in the opening A block, we're going to stay focused on what we do best here. So before Zane Kirby's voice is heard across our national airwaves, well, this portion of the program is sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises. You know, we just agreed this week to the special itinerary for 2027 that you can join Mary and me on. It's another trip, I promise, that features so many bucket list destinations. We're going to be sharing all the specifics in the weeks ahead so you can get your travels booked. Well, you know, what we appreciate about Regent, folks, is they deliver the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facility, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, plus you get free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. Besides their fleet of modern ships, the quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences that they offer on board, it's outstanding. Plus, all gratuities are prepaid, so you're not reaching into your wallet. For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. All right, and with that said, Zane Kirby, how are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, Robert. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate you joining me this morning. You know, with the Winter Olympics just wrapping up last Sunday, those 2 weeks of competition really showed off a different side of Italy. Alex Sharp, the CEO of Signature Travel Network, he was on with Mary and me on February 7th, the broadcast we did then. He actually shared with us how he was planning a trip to the Dolomites. Italy is always a popular destination for Americans. Mary and I will be in that country 3 times this year. What are your expectations on travel now to Milan, Cortina, Verona, after a very successful Winter Olympics?
Yeah, there's obviously going to be a big boost. And to your point, Italy is always an aspirational place to go. I mean, world-class cities, Venice, Rome, Florence, are always really tip-top places for Americans to travel to. But now you see with Milan, you're just going to see, I think, what a great advertisement for the entire country that really didn't need it, because as you point out, it's always somewhere that Americans are desperate to get to. So what I would just see is even longer lines and even a greater demand heading there in the spring, summer months coming up.
Yeah, so if you don't have reservations, make them now, no question. So, you know, Zane, this week, Puerto Vallarta, you know, has been in the news, and not for good reasons. Mary and I were just in that popular port city about 5 weeks ago. There's no question that any time you're in Mexico, you do need to be mindful of the cartels and so forth. And this week, things clearly spilled over as a top drug leader was taken out by Mexican authorities with input from the United States military. Are you aware of, you know, ways some of your members maybe had to jump into action to help the Americans that were stranded there in some ways and they were told to shelter in place? And more importantly, where I'm going with this is, are you seeing maybe or hearing about any cancellations or changes to other locations because of the violence?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the reasons to use a travel advisor, because when there are disruptions and even serious ones like this, when you use a travel advisor, then, you know, they can spring into action and really help minimize cost of that disruption. Certainly ASA members have been desperate to get people out of the cities and obviously to other places in Mexico or right back home. I'm very interested in the way that ASTA members are helping to mitigate things anytime there's disruptions on the road.
Right.
You know, Mexico it's complicated there. There's 35 million Americans that go to Mexico every year. So, and certainly understand that they are trying to make places safe for Americans to travel to. But this is something that really kind of hasn't happened in a number of years.
And so we're
certainly watching it very closely, and I know ASTA members have been very helpful getting people back home quickly and minimizing costs, and also responding to all the various pronouncements from both the Mexican and the U.S. governments to when they need a shelter in place and when they can get out.
All right, so I'm going to bring us back stateside here to the U.S. You know, we've invested heavily in America's 250 on this program going back to last July. Actually, we supercharged it to begin the year. Mary and I don't know if you're aware, we were traveling from Miami to Los Angeles on a big Let's Go America tour, not by plane, train, or automobile, but instead by sea. That took us through the Panama Canal. We're actually working right now with some folks to try to have this show in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live on July 4th. But how much of an impact are you already seeing from ASTA members in terms of interest and uptick in business surrounding America's 250 celebrations?
you know, it's really big. I think it's really captured the nation's imagination, and you can see it in the Facebook posts and in the advertising that our members are doing, because they're putting together some of these really intricate ways to get and see all the national parks in Utah, or to, you know, a multi-state different kind of tours. There's so much going on, and I really, it's definitely captured the nation's imagination, and our members are racing to put the right kinds of tours and right kinds of things in place so that more Americans can see and can celebrate all the natural and unbelievable beauty that's in this country.
Yeah, I do think the Olympics probably have helped supercharge that a little bit as well. So, all right, onto a business matter, if you will, because I know the issue related to unpaid or delayed commission payments by hotels and resorts to travel advisors, that's been an important matter to you, Zane, and ASTA has stepped up and done something about getting agents their money back. So I saw you're hoping to recoup as much as $100,000 in hotel commissions in 2026. Can you talk about what you've done and the impact that's having?
Yeah, it's already well on its way there. In fact, we might do that in the first few months, to be honest with you. You know, in an era when I can, you know, send you $50 right now for no money at all, right? If you and I go to dinner together, I can just, you know, send you some money. It's really kind of beyond the pale that hoteliers hold on to travel advisor commissions for 6, 9, 12 months before they pay them out. So, you know, we decided to do something about it. And what we've done is we work with our members, and they can report these slow no pay hoteliers to ASTA, and we work with them with our legal department on their behalf to try to recoup that commission. If we don't, then we put them on the ASTA watch list. And the ASTA watch list is in a password protected area on our website, but we're going to actually publish it on March 2nd. So you're going to see a dozen or so hotels that will not pay and have not paid and will not pay the commissions of travel advisors. We think it's important that people, that our small business owners, are treated fairly.
All right. Well, that's coming. So, I mean, next to that, good for you. I applaud you for doing that. All right. You're there in the Washington, D.C. area. This week, President Trump was up at the Capitol delivering the State of the Union address. There were many positive things he shared during the speech, and certainly all the guests that were honored and recognized made it a special night. But then came Wednesday morning, and anyone traveling is doing so with uncertainty. Since the Democrats in Congress, they refused to engage with the Trump administration. Our TSA officers continue to work without pay because of the limited government shutdown that's happening. Who knows how long TSA PreCheck or Global Entry is going to be available. Jeff Freeman, I know, in the U.S. Travel Association has been very vocal on this. I'm curious if you or ASTA in some way has, you know, been active in pushing for a resolution to get the funding in place so travelers can have a high degree of confidence in our airport services that are going to be operating.
We certainly have and do, and we stand shoulder to shoulder with our friends at USTA. I mean, this is the second time in a year that travelers have been used as a political football for those on Capitol Hill. And the reality is, Robert, they just shouldn't be. I mean, the fact that our you know, stalwart TSA agents are going without pay, the first paycheck they'll miss is on March 15th. So I'm hopeful that folks here in Washington can come together and get this issue resolved so that, again, being forced to work without pay or forced to work and then get paid months and months later. It's the same thing that we're seeing on our side with the hotel commissions. These things just shouldn't be. And again, our stalwart TSA workers doing a fantastic job, but being forced to do it without pay because those in Congress can't get their act together to pass the budget is just beyond the pale.
It is. Amen to that. So, you know, we're going to end this way today because I believe it's about 13 years ago now that you moved to ASTA. You've had some run leading the organization all these years. When you think back to what, you know, you took on that first day you walked through the door, the growth and evolution of the organization, what are some of the things you're most proud of that have been accomplished?
Wow. Well, it's just such it's a fascinating organization. What a great question. You know, our industry has changed so much. You know, it's gone through so many iterations. But what I'm really proud of is that our members perform such a vital service for the traveling public that the profession is really sturdy. You know, when you think about it, you think about the internet, you can research everything online, you can book everything online. Now artificial intelligence is out there touting itself as the only, you know, travel butler you'll ever need. But the reality is that the trust that exists between a travel advisor and a client is something that's really sturdy, and it's made the profession really durable. So I get to work with and for really fantastic people, and I think that's really the most important thing.
Well, I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, well, it's been such a fantastic run at ASTA, and they just renewed my contract, so I'll be here for this foreseeable future.
Well, let's keep it going. That means we'll be able to have you back on the program more often. That's good news indeed. Zane, listen, I'm glad we were able to coordinate this today and reconnect on air. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Robert. We'll see you.
Bye. All right, well, there goes Zane, and as Bobby begins to play our outro bumper, well, that's my subtle cue that I need to hand things off to him in Dallas. He's about to run some important sponsor messages for us, and he's going to make sure that our local affiliates can also update you on things. In about 10 minutes, RJ is going to check in from Miami with today's open road. You won't want to miss that. That's pretty interesting where he is right now. We'll be talking wine during the personal connection ahead in hour two, and the museum gallery is also happening today. Up next, Rudy's going to learn how to say hello.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.